From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 17th, 2008. Each week we address a timely topic of interest about geospatial technology, trends, and applications. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Today I'll tackle the question of who is number one in GIS, and does it matter anymore? But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Fairly often I'll receive a call from companies or financial analysts wanting to know how big the GIS technology market is. I usually refer them to one of the market research firms covering the industry, but there are not many followers of our industry, and the numbers attached to it can vary significantly. Is it $3 billion? Is it $30 billion? And does it matter anymore? You see, the industry has morphed so radically in the last 2 to 3 years that the categories, the players, and certainly the profits generate have become more ill-defined. So while I can't offer you the numbers in this podcast, I want to give you my perspective on who the number one player might be, will be, and why. My answers really shouldn't be that surprising. First, a disclosure. Most of the companies I'll mention in this podcast are advertisers with directions. So you can take that however you want as to whether I'm biased, but the fact remains that most are advertisers and supporters of directions in some way or another. So hopefully you will feel that this is neither a slight toward any single vendor, and that my perspective is indeed for the most part unbiased, because all of them support our efforts to bring you news and information. Let me give you a brief perspective on how our industry used to be analyzed. In the years past, the most definitive source was the annual DataTech survey. DataQuest also used to look at GIS, but DataTech seemed to be used more often. Be that as it may, it was easier to get the numbers associated with GIS software, hardware, and data sales, as many of the companies participating in the survey were public. And that's not so anymore. In fact, there are but a handful now, and shrinking as we speak. The DataTech survey cut the numbers by industry subsector like utilities or government, and by software, hardware, and services, and data. So just remember those categories for a second. But these categories are obsolete today. Back in the mid-90s, there was always two main players, Esri and Intergraph. And those that trailed included Autodesk, Bentley Systems, MapInfo, IBM, and others. Fast forward to today. You have more service providers, more data vendors, and the big gorillas, Oracle, Microsoft, and Google. And for good measure, you can add SAP. Adding these players to the mix, you can throw out any numbers in the recent past, including today. They are irrelevant. I don't care what the current DataTech numbers say. And by the way, DataTech did not return my call when I requested access to their survey that was recently released. Now let's look at the market in motion. While ESRI will still provide the lion's share of the pure geospatial technology sales, you cannot ignore how other solution providers are monetizing their geospatial investments. When you are ready to count the number of times that Google Maps or Google Earth or Microsoft Virtual Earth or others are used to visualize geospatial data layers and the advertising generated from such, then you are only then able to calculate the true value of geospatial technology. Every time someone displays a KML-formatted geospatial data type and imports it into Google Earth or Maps, you are creating a transaction from which geospatial information was leveraged. As a corollary to that theory, every aha moment that I have ever witnessed from a prospective user of geospatial technology has always started with, "I never saw my data like that before," with the added caveat of, "on a map." I never saw my data like that before on a map. And what we have, ladies and gentlemen, is the most dominant market sector in geospatial technology today, and maybe always, visualization. Why did the Google phenomena send shivers down every GIS vendor spine? It was because it provided a visualization platform that not only included all of the data that was previously hard to integrate, like satellite data, like street data, like points of interest data, but it did it for free. It is a phenomenon that continues because of their efforts, because of Google's efforts to push KML as a standard through the OGC, the Open Geospatial Consortium. Looking at every other game-changing event in the geospatial timeline, it was always about visualization, with perhaps one exception. But it was Windows in the late 80s and early 90s. It was the internet web mapping phenomenon in the late 90s, and it was Google Earth a few years ago. The exception, I believe, was Oracle Spatial in the mid-90s. Given what I have just mentioned, let's look at the true market sectors in geospatial. Here's how I have it. Analytics is one, geospatial data two, data management three, and visualization is four. If you're not including these categories in your basic understanding of the geospatial market, you are not correctly sizing the market. In a horizontal sense, and from perhaps a vendor's perspective, every one of these categories was included in simply the software category of years past. You can't do that anymore. So here's how I would segment the market leaders. These are no-brainers. In analytics, it's ESRI. In geospatial data, this is a tough choice. Digital Globe has big government contracts for satellite data, but Navtech and Telealis are big in OBS. Data management, it's Oracle. Not until Microsoft gets its legs with SQL Spatial will they have an impact, and IBM still needs to make its presence felt more. Lastly, in visualization, it's Google. Enough said. Now, the big unknown in geospatial is the solutions and services sector. Every time Northrop Grumman or Accenture or CH Toom Hill or Esri or Intergraph or SAP wins a large contract, you don't know how to apportion the geospatial component of that sale or that contract. The analysis of the market is incomplete without fully understanding this component, and I doubt whether any market research firm can ever truly size it, because as geospatial technology becomes more fully integrated into other types of information technology solutions, like business intelligence, like mobile location-based solutions, like highly complex military support contracts, it will be hard to determine the true size. So what's my bottom line? Stop calling and asking for market numbers, and not just me. They don't exist. And what does it matter anyway? You know the players, you know the technology, and you know what each is capable of providing. If it's a salve for the vendors, then get over it, because the segmentation of the geospatial technology is so severe that what good will the numbers do you? As for the market research providers, you need to do a better job of segmenting the market and making your case to not just the vendors, but to users. You're becoming irrelevant because no one is listening. There is some differentiation among the vendors that more clearly focuses their strengths. ESRI will remain the leader in analytics and solutions of pure mapping and GIS, as I said. Bentley and Autodesk are tackling true CAD with a geospatial flair to encompass infrastructure management, engineering, and building information. MapInfo is becoming more entrenched in business and marketing applications as they become enveloped by Pitney Bowes. And Intergraph is focused on intelligence and military solutions. Again, a clear example of the differentiation that's being developed in the market. Oracle, IBM, and Microsoft will battle the database wars, but Oracle has a commanding lead and building more solutions in the area of BI, business intelligence, and specific industries all the time. As I said, the bigger question marks remain with the systems integrators and how much they will embrace bringing geospatial technology deeper into the enterprise. As Google works with Esri, as we heard, and to make like ArcGIS 9.3 metadata scrapable into KML, and as Microsoft seeks a broader integration between visualization and database technology, the market will continue to shift unstably for the foreseeable future. So forget the numbers. They don't exist. If you consider yourself a geospatial technology user, you've probably made your choice of vendors, but you are likely thinking about visualization from either a way to push information to your constituents or in a way that will help you monetize your investments. Remember, not everything you think is free today will be free tomorrow. And as we saw with the recent Google Esri announcement, there are market forces at work that make this an interesting time and a tough time to make a choice today that won't make you rethink the decisions tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you to attend one of their no-cost law enforcement seminars to see how GIS turns knowledge into actionable information so law enforcement administrators can prepare and respond more intelligently, readily, and effectively. Seminars are being held in select locations throughout the United States through the end of July. Reserve your seat today. And for more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Adina Schitzberg will rejoin me next week, so we'll see you at that time. And be sure to tell a friend.